In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's providential that we celebrate a votive Mass today of Our Lady of Guadalupe. First, I did so because the sisters had gave us this beautiful vestment of Our Lady of Guadalupe as a gift, and so I wanted to offer Mass wearing it before they leave today. But also, it's appropriate, I think, for the beginning of this conferences on radio production for Catholic radio, because Our Lady's message at Guadalupe is so appropriate and still is very much needed for today. And it really is the message of evangelization that needs to be given in our day and age through Catholic radio and every other means of communication, which is, of course, Our Lady's telling us how she's our tender mother, how we are to run to her and come to her for help, and that she has come to bring us Jesus. That Jesus is, of course, the reason why she comes any place, is to bring her son. And she is the vehicle and the means and the instrument, which sounds kind of cold, but she is his mother. And wherever she comes, you know, whatever use of the word you want to use for Our Lady, whether she's a mediatrix, mother, instrument, channel, she is the means by which Jesus comes to us. And those of you who are going to learn maybe the more, in the scheme of things, it's not so popular, or it's not so, you're not out there, you might say, in front of the microphone, maybe becoming famous or whatever, but you are helping to get the message across, which is so important. Whatever part that you play in the getting of the message out is essential and needed. And so it is important that we get the message out today, because just as in our time of Our Lady of Guadalupe, it was a pagan world. And in many cases, our world is once again becoming very pagan because of the turning away from God. And we can see very much in the time of Our Lady, when she appeared to Juan Diego, it was a culture of death. And we have that same culture of death around us today. And so we need to bring that message of the faith that Our Lady brought to Juan Diego and all those around him, that she wanted to remind them that there is a true God, there is a God of mercy, a God of compassion, and a tender God who has loved us so much that he became one of us. And, you know, one of the things that Fulton Sheen used to say is that most people don't hate the church. They only hate what they think is the church. When they come to know the church as it really is, they can only do one thing but love her. And I think that's one of the things that the Catholic radio has a great opportunity to let people know what the church really is, how the truth of the church, because there's so many people in the media today who have spread a false message of the church, and so many people have a wrong understanding and wrong impression, wrong idea of the church, that with the help of Catholic radio, you can get the message out there about the church's true nature and its true purpose and what it is really all about. And in doing so, bring people to love the church and to bring them into this maternal embrace of Our Lady. Because really, what is the maternal aspect of the church but a reflection of Our Lady, the Mother of God? And so we want people to know that the church is a loving mother, because Our Lady is their loving mother. And the church is nothing but a reflection of this maternal love that God has for his people. Let us pray today in a special way through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe for all those who are trying to bring the truth to the world, that they may truly be instruments of the compassion, the love, the mercy, the truth and goodness that comes to us when we embrace the faith, when we come to the church. And let us truly be instruments in helping to make that possible, because we will be her loving children who want to bring others to experience this loving embrace of Our Lady, who she said to Juan Diego, "Do you not know that you are in the fold of my arms?" That is where we all want to be, in the fold of the arms of Our Lady, in the embrace of the Church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.